Your chance to grab a few and talk sports with Brad and Ben on October 18th. The Press Box will be hanging out at Locomart on Old Greenville Highway from 9 until noon. Locomart's teaming up with Tiger Moving Company to move some Tigers for Tata's wristbands. We'll have Papa John's pizza and giveaways too. Join us October 18th from 9 till noon at Locomart from 105.5 The Roar.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Westminster Vision is now opening a third location on Highway 28 in Pendleton next to State Farm Insurance. This new office will offer even more state-of-the-art medical eye care along with the professional one-on-one eyeglass service we are so proud of. There's a large selection of frames as well as all types of contact lenses, including specialty and custom designs. We'd like to thank our patients and customers who have made this possible. Come by and see us or call 654-4141 for an appointment.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Here at The Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Upgrade to Unstoppable with Pittman Heating and Air and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 48 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's Pittman Heating and Air at PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769. Subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
It's hard to stop a train.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. I'm getting these type of texts now, Rona. Matthew, I'd sit out a college championship or bowl for a few million.
Oh, well, sure.
I received another that said, it's David and Seneca saying, wait a minute, where'd it go? Well, now I can't find it. But he says, David says, people always say, do what you can to protect your investments. These guys built the investment and are protecting them by leaving early. D-Dub and Easley said, Walt, there's no I in team, but there are three of them in Millionaire.
That's a good point.
You know, again, I think that's sort of real life. I know these things are hard to accept because they're new, and I get it. And they damage the sport we all love, and they potentially damage the teams we all love. I get all that. But I'm just not sure how you're going to change it. And I do know what's coming. I've never had any doubt about what was coming. And what is coming is some key player is going to skip the playoff, whether it's this year, whether it's next year, whether it's as soon as they expand it to 8, it is coming. Because it's not, McCaffrey didn't skip the bowl game because the bowl game didn't matter. He skipped it because he didn't want to risk injury playing an additional game. In some ways, he had already shut it down. If you go back and watch him in that season, he had already shut it down. And, you know, that's a bigger concern, perhaps. These guys who are playing with the mind's eye in the national. Look, we may have even seen examples of that here with a couple of safeties. Guys who are playing with the mind's eye in the National Football League who are suddenly looking out for themselves. And if that means self-preservation, and if that means missing a few tackles or not being as engaged as you might ordinarily be, those things are happening too. Again, you go back and watch the end of the careers collegiately of Jadeveon Clowney, Leonard Fournette, and Christian McCaffrey. It is not just the end game skipping of a bowl game as in McCaffrey's part. It is the fundamental playing while shutting down within a season. All of a sudden you have injuries that you just don't want to play through. I mean, that's what's happening with Nick Bosa. I mean, if I'm reading this injury right, and maybe I'm not, but if I'm reading this injury right, then there's no real reason Nick Bosa can't be playing right now. I mean, and again, maybe there's something specific to his injury. Maybe there's something else inherent in left pelvic core muscle surgery that makes it worse. Maybe there's some other factor, but to my way of thinking, I think that's fancy lingo for sports hernia or hernia that can be performed laparoscopically, and you're back in 4 weeks. And I think that they've made a decision that they're not going to risk having them re-tear it, and they're going to move on because, again, he's the guy who may be the number one pick in the draft. This is the point. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about this only impacts in my mind like the top 50 players, and primarily it impacts the top 15 or 20 players. If you're going to go in that range of the draft. But the problem, again, there is the players in that range, they play for Ohio State and Clemson and Alabama. That's where the preponderance of those top players are going to come from. Texas says it may be going that way, but there are so many more examples of players not doing that. Yeah, because it's just starting. It's just starting. Trust me when I tell you this is going to be a bigger problem every year. And you know how you know? Here's another way you know. Because already people are like not even giving a second thought. At first, the notion of this, like with a Fournette, was met with resistance. And then McCaffrey came along and it was like, eh, so what? By and large, eh, so what? So we're already moving towards acceptance. And with acceptance will come more and more of these. And again, I know some of you still think that, well, but this isn't really going to impact the playoff wall because no player would do that. Just watch. Just watch. Just sit and watch. Because it is going to happen. And my personal belief is I believe that Christian McCaffrey would have absolutely abandoned a playoff, would have absolutely abandoned Stanford had they been in the playoff. Now, he could say otherwise now, but that's my view on it. I think he had a pro career in mind. He had a future in mind. He had a career where he got paid. That was his concern. And quite honestly, I don't know that I can blame him. I just don't.
Well, I had a caller off air mentioned Lattimore, how he got injured playing that last game. Well, and in his whole career, he didn't have a career after that.
Right. And see, this is the point. And so... These players, I know we all view it through our own lens, that we see everything in terms of our team that we follow and our perspective. But when you look at it through a broader lens where you're considering and you try and put yourself in that individual's position where potentially millions of dollars are at stake and your whole future is at stake, then I think it becomes more understandable. Again, we don't have to like it. And trust me, I don't like it. I mean, I don't like the notion of it. I'd like to think that I wouldn't succumb to it. But in all honesty, because no one's offering me millions of dollars to make the move, I can't say for sure. I just think those are things you have to consider with your family. Those are the choices that have to be made. And there's no doubt in my mind, this is where we're headed. Whether you like it, whether you don't like it, this is where we're headed. And I'm not sure how you fend it off. I'm not sure what the solution is to prevent it. I'm getting lots of good questions. What do you think will happen to college football? I don't know. I mean, you know, college basketball survived the one and doneers. I don't know. Skyler, how are you?
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
Good, Skyler. Appreciate you getting in.
I appreciate it. When do you think this takes place? When do you think it moves into high school football? Because, I mean, if you look at it from an outside looking in, yeah, everybody's mad if it's college football playoff. But I don't think there is a Clemson fan out there that if Trevor Lawrence has his scholarship in hand, if he says, you know what, I'm not playing my senior year of high school, I don't think anybody's mad about that. So at what point do you think it transitions into high school? It's just another way to look at it.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody in the college is going to be mad if they've got, you know, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields sitting there with a scholarship offer, because it's not like Clemson or Georgia is going to pull that scholarship from them.
Yeah.
You know, if they decide to sit their senior year out, maybe take some 7-on-7s or something like that, that's it. I'll take your thoughts off here.
Thank you, Skyler. Good job. Yeah, look, I think in some ways that's already happened. We've seen players leaving early, you know, giving up things like proms, et cetera, to join programs to get in early. So I think to some extent, we've already seen that to a degree. I don't know if you can go beyond that, though. Before we go on, let me tell you about my friends at HealthDare. HealthDare isn't a weight loss program. Weight loss is a side effect with HealthDare. HealthDare's goal is to change you from the inside out. It's to melt the visceral, nasty, yellowy fat that is clinging to your internal organs. That's HealthDare. They have a 90-day challenge, a 90-day program. You want to get involved in this. In as little as 30 days, you can be on your way to getting off of your blood pressure medicine, your diabetes medicine, giving up your CPAP machine, eliminating your gout, eliminating these conditions That's Healthdare. Healthdare is a cellular health company whose goal is to make you well from the inside out. They're going to hook you up with a nutritionist as soon as you sign up. They're going to be there for you around the clock. Here's the thing. They're going to teach you how to shop. They're going to take you into Whole Foods, teach you the hidden dangers. There are only two things you can't eat with Healthdare. Trust me, get involved. You can change your life. 1-877-432-7363. 1-877-432-7363. Call them today. Tell them I sent you. You'll thank me later. Or go to iDearGreenville.com. iDearGreenville.com. Let me get Cornbread in here. Cornbread, how are you?
How you doing, Mr. Morton?
Good, Cornbread. Appreciate you getting in.
Well, I've seen some. You got a caller, Jim, I think. Been calling in and doing some good outdoor reporting stuff.
Tiny, yeah.
Oh, is it Tiny?
Tiny.
All right. Somebody said something about the deer, the bucks getting in pre-rut and rut. And I, sitting here this morning, well, not this morning, this afternoon, after I got through eating my sawmill lunch, I glanced up. I'm sitting here on my carport like I always do. I caught a little glimpse over here on the side of my pole barn where I used to keep my tractor and stuff. I said, well, that's one of my cats. And there's a back door in my pole barn, and there went a deer right by it. And it just walked on up in the yard. It wasn't no more than 75 yards from me. I could have shot it here on the carport if I still shot deer.
That's what we're talking about.
But it was a big buck.
How about that?
I mean, it was an it. And I looked at the clock, and it was a quarter to one. Quarter to one. They are getting sloppy.
Yeah.
On hiding or whatever.
I was going to say, it's amazing it lived to be a big buck.
Really? It is.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, quarter to one. I killed a, when I was still hunting, I killed a 10 point in one of my back fields back here, and it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I climbed up my stand, pulled up my cooler of cold beer, and sitting there and filled my pipe, and took a toke off of it, and lit a cigarette and popped the top. And that 10-point walked out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon under a big old persimmon tree. It had a scrape down there. And that's the last deer I killed.
How about that?
I tell you, these things are getting wild.
Yep, looks that way, Cornbread.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
I appreciate it as always. When I saw this thing from, it was like a photo that exemplifies every state. I posted one from Alabama.
Uh-huh.
It's this guy with his Alabama shirt and hat on.
Oh, uh-huh.
And some sort of homemade, like, lawn chair boat contraption that looked like if he went 8 feet in the water, he would sink immediately. But there was one from Arkansas, uh-huh, which was this fat guy sitting in a hot tub with beer cans all around him and a gun in his hand, and he's deer hunting from the hot tub.
From the hot tub. Okay.
You want to get in, 654-7627. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. Right now, they have $100 off on a timing belt special. You want to take advantage of that. I mean, it's just incredible if you own one of those vehicles. You know, Halt opened its doors in Greenville in 2011, opened their second location in Anderson in 2016. You know, the reviews are in, and they're unbelievable. How about this? We were traveling through Anderson while in South Carolina visiting family when the water pump went out on our Lexus ES350. Greg and the rest of the folks at First Class Halt were terrific. They got us right in, even completed the repair earlier than expected. I highly recommend them both for their friendliness and their efficient service. How about that? See, that's what we're talking about. These people aren't even from here, and Halt got them right in, took care of them, got them back on the road. We use only OEM parts. We have Hunter machinery, like a $70,000 Hunter laser alignment machine. Your alignment's perfect every time. 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on FCH work. So again, if you're in Phoenix, Arizona, and your water pump goes 2.5 years from now that Hall put in, they're going to get you hooked up and take care of you out there. I mean, that's incredible. Free roadside assistance, free shuttle to get you back and forth from your shop during your service. And they only hire the best. Greg has over 25 years of experience with Lexus. Steve has over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You get specialists with First Class Halt. Guys who know their and ladies who know the vehicles inside and out. The facilities are clean, professional. They serve coffee and snacks while you wait. Or you can take the free shuttle and use your repeat rewards without the specials to double your savings. Check them out online at firstclasshalt.com. Or better yet, call them. Call them Minnie Anderson. Tell them I sent you. 260-9600. 260-9600. Give them a call today in Greenville. It's 297-1212, 297-1212. Quick break. We'll be right back. You want to get in, now's a good time. 654-7627. We'll be back. Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
It's bow time at Bojangles. For a limited time, get a Chicken Supreme snack with 4 Supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change, too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow, protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Load it, haul it, dump it, roll it.
Get equipped for anything with a John Deere 3025E compact tractor from Ag Pro. It's equipped with a low price of $139 per bump, and we have all the attachments you'll ever need. Request a quote at agproco.com. Offer ends 10/26/18. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. 20% down payment required. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Great Southern Homes has been building beautiful, exceptional, and great value homes in South Carolina for over 2 decades. Residents in the Midlands and the Lowcountry have come to trust Great Southern Homes as a premier home builder. And now you can too. Great Southern Homes is now building in the entire upstate. At Great Southern Homes, dream homes are standard. If you're looking for the right builder to make your dream home come true, look to Great Southern Homes. You'll be glad you did. Visit us online at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Now that it's football season, tailgaters know that Christopher Trucks is your source for RV maintenance, service, and repairs. They have a state-of-the-art Hunter all-wheel alignment machine for your RV, and their factory-certified alignment specialists are experts in making sure your RV rides safely down the road. Fire up the grill, chill the drinks, and get your RV ready for tailgating with Christopher Trucks, 108 Harris Road, Piedmont, or call 269-2131 and ask for Brian or Jennifer.
This is Terry Wyatt with Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
At Ag South, we offer low, fixed-rate loans for real estate, livestock, farm improvements, or construction.
If you need to purchase a home, whether in town or in the country, or just refinance your existing mortgage, give me a call.
At Ag South, we care about our customers. and we will communicate with you every step of the way from application to closing and beyond.
So for your lending needs, no matter how big or small, call us at 864-226-8507.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 619788.
Does the law have you on the ropes? Then call the Dunaway Law Firm today. We handle car wrecks, workers' compensation cases, divorces, criminal defense, and just about every other legal case you can think of. They know the players, they know the ropes, and they know how to get the results their clients are entitled to. Don't go it alone. Call 224-1144. Call today for a free consultation. Don't wait. Call today to get what you deserve. 224-1144.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Good to see you doing so well. Really, it is.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We've added a Tigers for Tatas show to the schedule. I mean, I guess they're all sort of Tigers for Tatas shows. But McQuack and Kelly are going to be at Subway in Clemson, Tiger Boulevard, this Thursday from 12 to 3. And also, we'll be out Thursday and Friday. And I'll be letting you know more about that before the show ends today. Dabo and Kathleen Sweeney are going to make an appearance at Subway that day. So that's this Thursday from 12 to 3. And, of course, all proceeds benefit Dabo's all-in team. So you want to stop by and see Kwok and Kelly and Dabo and Kathleen and come and buy some Tigers for Tatas bracelets. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Walt. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for getting in, Robert. Appreciate it.
About the players, you know, being scared of getting injured, not playing. You know, when I played all the way from Little League, back in the Stone Age, played from Little League up in high school, you know, my coaches always said, you know, you play scared of getting hurt, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And my question to you is, would you be willing to take a guess as to the percentage of players who have been hurt their junior or senior year and lost their career?
No, I don't think there is such a number. So I don't know. I don't know where I would find it. I don't know whether I would believe it, even if I did find it. So
would you think it would be low?
I would think that the overall number would probably be low. Yes.
And these guys, I cherish the fact that we live in a land of freedom, and they're free to do whatever they want to do. But I just think that I'm scared this is going to become a fad.
Well,
because I think the statistics will bear out that these guys stand less of a chance of being injured than I think a lot of them believe they do.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Robert, and again, we're talking about a small percentage of the players. We're talking about guys, in my mind, and maybe it'll expand beyond this, but in my mind, we're talking about only like top 50 NFL draft-type players. So in theory, you're right, but the problem is the way that they'll view it, like a McCaffrey viewed it, he did have a small chance of getting injured. Very small. But you know what the chance is if he skipped the game? Zero. You know, here's the thing. It's as Alex wrote a little bit ago. These players are not necessarily looking at that money just for themselves. That level of wealth could change their loved ones' lives forever. Your mother owning her own home, better health care for their grandfather, sending your younger sister to college, etc. Right. Those things are all assumed in my to my way of thinking, but Alex enumerated them, and I think that's right. I mean, it's not just life-changing money for the individual. It's potentially life-changing money for their families moving forward. And so, you know, I understand what you're saying, Robert, but my point would be this. We're only talking about a select few. We're talking about best of the best, but the dilemma is that in the system we have, it's the best of the best that are playing in the playoffs.
That's absolutely right. And I thought your point was dead on. You know, how are people going to feel about it when a Trevor Lawrence decides to sit out the playoffs?
Right.
Because you're talking about now, you know, players that you have these teams, Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, you know, normally if a defensive lineman wants to sit out or a running back or maybe even a receiver, they've got quality backups. But what happens when that quarterback sets out?
Yeah, and if you're talking about an elite quarterback, a guy that could be a top five pick in the draft, then it's a game changer. And quite honestly, it devalues the playoff. It changes the nature of the playoff. And it devalues the playoff. But as soon as it happens, then others are going to follow. There is going to be one trailblazer. I don't know who it's going to be. It's going to be some Maurice Clarett type. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm just using him as an example because he tried to blaze his own trail in terms of early entry into the NFL. He lost that decision in court. And he wasn't that good anyway, which is another thing. But you're going to see some player, some significant player of magnitude, whether it be at the quarterback position or whether it be a guy of McCaffrey's ability, sometime soon, and they're going to say, I can't do it. I'm going to be the eighth pick overall. I just can't play those two extra games. And when that happens, first of all, the first reaction is it's going to send shockwaves through the entire system. Even though we've had a taste of it the last few years with guys like Clowney and Fournette and McCaffrey, even though we've had a taste of it, when the playoff is actually impacted, it will send shockwaves through the system the first time.
What does it do if someone declares they're not going to play? What does it do with the selection committee when they're choosing the four teams?
Well, I guess, you know, that's an excellent point, because I guess the point then is, at what point does the individual make his decision? Has he made that decision in advance of the selection? And maybe that's the case. In which case, potentially, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, because the NCAA tournament, the committee used to take into account injuries, and they didn't grant you favor. They actually ruled against you. If a key player got injured and you were no longer the same team, you were you paid a price in terms of seeding, et cetera, or perhaps even entry into the tournament. So there's that element. Tess says, so that's a good job, Robert. Excellent call. Well done. Tess says compensation time or compensation. Where did that go? Can't find it. A text came in that I believe said, let me try and refresh this. Compensation will stop it all from happening. It will not. It won't stop it at all. I've already addressed that. I know people join the show at different points, but I don't think compensation will change it in any way, shape, or form, because you're not talking about significant enough compensation in terms of what these guys risk losing. Let's just say it was $10,000. You think $10,000 is going to change whether a guy makes a decision for millions and his future or not?
It's no comparison.
It's not. So compensation is not the answer here. It is not going to change it. And there's still all sorts of issues with compensation in terms of how you implement. And obviously some things have already been done, but it's to move forward with any sort of advanced compensation requires, to me, it's almost impossible. First of all, the vast majority of players who are playing college football are not going on to a career in the National Football League. So what are you going to compensate them for? They have a choice. Their choice is to play or not play. No one is making anybody play college football. No one is making anybody get a free education associated with a scholarship or the advanced training that you get or the coaching that you get. No one's forcing players to do that. You don't have to be a college football player. That's your choice. So the notion that you should get paid for something that's your choice when you're receiving all these other benefits, I think is flawed. But even if it is, even if you are going to pay, you're not paying everybody the same way. You're not paying the star quarterback the same amount as you'd pay the backup, the third string offensive guard. And it's a dilemma in terms of, and I don't want to get into that argument because that's a different branch. Is it loosely connected to this discussion? Yes, but I don't want to spend all day moving to that tangent. It's just too far removed from the element I really wanted to get into. And I don't plan on spending too much more time on this anyway. I have other things I want to get to, but you know, the Bosa decision, I think, made the conversation inevitable, and I was being bombarded by people who were asking me about it. So, you know, listen, I guess it's a Jim Rome cliche. It is what it is, but it's true in this application. That's where we're headed. I think we're headed there at warp speed. You know, I don't know if you can exactly and wholeheartedly file Nick Bosa with Fournette, with Clowney, with McCaffrey, but I think it falls in the general category based on what my understanding of his injury is. And again, I readily admit that perhaps my understanding of his injury is inadequate, insufficient, wrong. But when I read, if you actually go read the details, when I read left pelvic core muscle injury, that sounds like a bunch of fancy jargon for some sort of hernia. And that's an injury that athletes recover from quickly now with laparoscopic surgery. I think that the Bosa family made a decision that they don't want to risk further injury, knowing full well that their son is going to be either the first or second pick in the next NFL draft. And again, I understand it. I understand if you're going to be the first or second pick in the NFL draft, you have a lot to risk losing. And look, what that kid is thinking about is he's no longer thinking about, and listen, and you can judge this to be in any way you choose, but that kid is no longer thinking about whether he can help Ohio State beat Clemson or Ohio State beat Alabama. He's thinking about the fact that he's going to be the number one or two pick in the draft, and he can't afford any additional injury setbacks to the one he has if he wants to keep tracking that way. And the problem as we discuss it is that none of us are going to be the number one or two pick in the draft. See, he's in a unique situation, and he's exactly the type of guy I'm talking about that would have or could have, in the right scenario, become a conscientious objector to a playoff. I think it's all tied in. I think all these elements are tied in, and I think that more and more as we move forward, again, just one more time, it's a limited amount of players we're talking about. Limited. It's like, in my mind, at max, it's 50. But in real terms, it's probably more like 20. Because to me, it's more the mid-upper first round, but or to the end of the first round. Maybe it's 32. maybe that's the number you settle on. That we're talking about a class of 32 players on an annual basis. The problem, though, is, again, that in a four-team playoff, here's the problem. In a four-team playoff, let's just say that, let's pick a number. Let's say of those 32, that 16 of them are going to come from the four teams that would comprise the playoff. That's half of the first round. And that's why the playoff will be damaged. It's inevitable because it's that specific group that is going to be impacted. And if you expand it to eight, well, then guess what? Then it's like all 32. Because now you'll have the eight best teams in the country, and while there will be other guys who make that top 32 from outside that group of eight, the vast majority of the players in that 32 are going to come right from that group of eight. And so your risk of finding, of creating the conscientious objector will double when you double the field. That's the way it's going to be. The Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep, in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose, up to 75% off every single day. Sleep has never been more affordable or more attainable. That's the Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep, in the old Walmart building. You know, how many people have written us, Ramona? We get them virtually every day who go and experience Simmons for themselves. They find exactly the right mattress they're looking for. I don't care whether it's memory foam, whatever you're looking for, they have. Serta, Beauty Rest. It's the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep. Start getting a better night's sleep immediately. It impacts every element of your life, your health, your well-being, your civility, your productivity. That's the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep. Go see them. Tell them I sent you. They throw in the box spring free. It can't get better than that. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. I'll be back.
Fried chicken just like Mama makes. Seafood platters and fresh fried oysters. Not to mention our famous lizard dinner. No kidding. Who serves up all this deliciousness? The Chicken Basket. 226-3242, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Join Walt at Crescent Builders of Easley this Thursday from 3 until 7. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and road rage this Thursday from 3 until 7 at Crescent Builders of Easley. 4043 Calhoun Memorial Highway across from Hotspot. Be there.
Have you noticed a construction next to Hendrick Honda Easley? That's because they're expanding. Thanks to their amazing family of clients, the demand for Hondas continues to increase. They have the make, model, and color you want. Always in stock and ready to test drive for our customers. The 2019 Hondas are arriving. Experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley. Check out their vast inventory at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Upgrade to Unstoppable with Pittman Heating and Air and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 48 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's Pittman Heating and Air at PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769. Subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
It's hard to stop a train.
Clemson is a very special place. It is where championships are won and leaders are developed. It is where alumni like Friar Dixon have opened their doors to take care of customers. Friar Dixon Allstate is in the heart of Clemson, providing a comprehensive line of insurance for you and your family. He is a third-generation insurance professional and a proud Tiger. See Friar Dixon Allstate at 405 College Avenue next to Mayberry's. Allstate, are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Wings, football, and ice-cold beer, a perfect combination. Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson is now offering a dine-in special you don't want to miss. 20 wings and a pitcher of beer for $20. You heard me right. 20 wings and a pitcher of beer for only $20. Spicy chicken wings, double fried and served with your favorite dipping sauce. Also available in Texas teriyaki. Open every day. Carson Steak Warehouse, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools. Pull the parts you need and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, LKQPickYourPart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle. When it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you, find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Providence Staffing has been helping employers and job seekers come together. Whether it's hospitality, general labor, skilled construction, heavy equipment operators, or housekeeping, Providence Staffing can help you in your new career or advance your current career. If you need employees or a job, put the power of experience to work for you. Call Providence Staffing, where their talent is finding your talent. Call 442-6002. Online at providencestaffing.com.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, reminds all residents to recycle used motor and cooking oil at Anderson County convenience centers. You can also bring your used oil and gas mixtures to the King David, Mance Jolly, and Whitefield sites. Tires may be recycled at the materials recovery facility in Belton. If you have any questions, please call 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
You know I don't play that.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Out bomb my papa's son wandering out a smoking gun.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, this is fascinating. Billy sent me this from 11 Warriors, the Ohio State website. Nick Bosa was facing a 12-week recovery after a bilateral abdominal tear, putting a possible return well into December, his father told TV10. Okay. Here's the problem with that. Yesterday, when the news of Nick Bosa making his decision broke, his father told media that a decision on his status wouldn't, the earliest that they would have known anything was in early November when he visited his doctor again.
Oh, did he forget that he said that?
Apparently he did. Because I'm sorry, that's a direct conflict in my mind in those two statements. You can't say one day that you're not going to know, he wouldn't have known anything until the earliest November when he went to see the doctor again, and then a day later be speaking to a TV station and say, well, he was facing a 12-week recovery and it would have been well into December. I mean, to me, those statements are in direct conflict with one another. And I'm sorry, I looked up bilateral abdominal tear and it pulled up hernia.
And you're saying that's 4 weeks?
4 weeks. You know, again, as I understood this injury, this jargon was different, but I'm not sure that, as I indicated, I'm not sure that wasn't intentional. You know, because if you say sports hernia, then everyone knows you got a 4-week recovery time. But if I say core muscle tear, now people are like, what? Well, when I hear core muscle tear, I think sports hernia, especially when you tell me left pelvic area, because that's what the report was. left pelvic area, if you actually went and ran it down, left pelvic area core muscle tear. You know, and so I don't know. I am hearing a conflict in what's being said. That's all I know. I hear a conflict from the words that were attributed to John Bosa yesterday, in which he said regarding this issue, or earlier today, yesterday, whenever, regarding this issue, when he said that, you know, we weren't going to know anything before November at the earliest, when Nick went to see his doctor again, to hours later, Nick was facing a 12-week recovery, putting a possible return well into December. Those are two totally different things to me. I mean, I can't find any way to connect those dots. Texter said, I had the same exact surgery, was back working as a welder in 5 weeks. See, I think that's right. I think that we're trying to come up with fancy words and jargon to explain a hernia. And you can tell me all you want that a hernia is a 12-week recovery time. I mean, maybe until the point you're 100% perfect. But again, sports institutes right off the website say that you can engage in all sporting activity in 4 weeks. I can tell you personally that when I was playing basketball, I had one, and I played basketball the day after I got out. The day after. Now, I tore it again.
Yeah.
There's that.
Of course.
There's that. There's that little detail. You know, I didn't
out there, the lesson is, if you actually want to go on.
Don't do what I did.
Don't do what he does.
Yeah, don't do what I did. Because that's not really what you want to do. But I think the point being in all of this is that I think you had a player whose family made a decision regarding his draft status. And I think the plan is, don't suffer any additional setbacks. Start to train to be the top pick or the second pick in the draft.
Well, yeah. That's why they were trying to come up with the craziest language they could use.
I think
confuse
that's right.
Everybody and make them think, oh, that sounds really bad.
I think that's right. Because, again, the first time I heard it, the very first time I heard it, I said this on the show. I said, I don't know, core muscle surgery sounds like hernia to me. Sounds like sports hernia to me. I don't know if that's the jargon, but now we've added to it. Now we have made it. What is that again? It's bilateral abdominal tear, which again to me sounded like hernia. Sound like new words for hernia. And so I look up bilateral abdominal tear, and the first thing that comes up is hernia. You know, so you know,
I didn't say he won't be playing.
Right, you feel like they're trying to sell you something.
He's going
now
to the NFL.
Right. How about this? You've just decided that you know what.
I mean, can they quit anytime they want and declare for the NFL? I mean, they don't have to wait till a certain time.
Well, I mean,
right?
You can declare for the NFL right now, but no one's going to draft you.
I mean, I know that, but this guy's going to be drafted,
right?
So he can quit anytime he wants. I mean,
well,
he doesn't
in
have
theory,
to come up with a bunch of excuses.
See, that's the point.
Why don't he just come out and say,
see,
well, I want to go
see,
to
that,
the NFL?
See, that's what I would like to see. All right, that's the part right now that if there's anything that's rubbed me the wrong way in this, okay. You may be the number one pick in the draft. All right, you want to go and secure your family's future. Fine. Just say that.
Oh, he knows he's going to get a lot of backlash when he does.
That's why. So now we have a...
Now they have to act like they're injured. Now, and what do they do? Go tell the NFL, oh, he really just has a hernia. Just don't. If you hear on the news that he's going to be out for, 6 months, don't pay attention to it.
That's funny. That's funny. I think that's the case. Look, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, as I indicated, Texter said, well, are there different levels of hernia though? Look, I already indicated that. I already said, I'm not his doctor. You know, maybe there's something, unique to his situation.
They all sit around at, right. at the draft process and go, hey, man, what did you say you had?
Yeah.
Yeah, hernia? Yeah, I use that right. one, too.
Well, and that's what the National Football League is saying right now. They
that's
know.
What I'm saying. They're saying, man, they're going, hey, pat him on the back,
right.
man.
All dude right. only... Dude only has a hernia, so yeah. you know they're not worried about whether they're not worried about this injury in terms of his future, in terms of whether there's a reason that he can't be the number one pick in the draft.
Of course, they don't care. They had a guy saying that you ought to have a fall guy if you're going to have a crew. You ought to have a fall guy. If the NFL doesn't care about that, they don't care about this.
Nick says, just be honest. Nick says, I had a gastrectomy at Vandy. Where did that go? Goodness gracious. I'm reloading. Where is it? Okay, here it is. I had a gastrectomy at Vandy. I can't come up with fancy terms like the Boses. I was playing with my kids in a couple days. Just be honest, Nick. That's my problem. That's from Nashville guy. See, I don't even know what that is. But that sounds worse.
Hey, could've used that. That sounds worse.
That sounds worse to me. But yeah, I don't know. You know, look, as I said, I've said all along that I'm not a doctor. I don't know the severity of his condition. I don't know the specifics of his condition. All I know is that all the wording sounded like sports hernia to me, and everything I can pull up on the internet confirms that that's what we're talking about. Now, for some reason, his sports hernia is now going to take 12 weeks to recover from when this was first announced, the family was allegedly saying that that they wouldn't know anything until early November when Nick visited his doctor again. Now, you know, a couple hours later, well, he wouldn't have played for 12 weeks. It would have been late December anyway. All right. Maybe. You know. I think the whole point is, regardless of this particular situation, is we are moving to more and more of this. It is inevitable. It is coming. At some point soon, the playoff is going to be impacted. That's where we're going. You know, Vic says, and this is what you said a second ago, Ramona, Vic says he doesn't want Ohio State fans to hate him. And that's what you said a second ago.
Yeah.
Why
does he care about that anyway if he's going to the NFL?
Well, because you know what?
He has to hang out for a while before he does it.
Yeah, nobody wants to be disliked, really. You know. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. The weather's changing. You can feel the coolness in the air. Every time the season changes, you have additional plumbing concerns, new plumbing concerns. I don't know how it works. Expansion, contraction, I don't need to know how it works. My friends at Roto-Rooter take care of that. Here's what you do. Here's the best news of all. 24/7, 365, Roto-Rooter is going to be there. When you have a plumbing concern, it becomes their plumbing concern. But here's the best thing of all. I can call Roto-Rooter tonight at 1 a.m. if I have an emergency, and a real live human being is going to answer the phone and get help on the way to me. Tell me where else you get that. 365 days a year, it doesn't matter what day, a live human will answer your phone and get you help. 288-7686, 288-7686, Roto-Rooter and away go troubles. And remember, Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. I'll be back.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar. Writing is a passion passed down through generations. Tim's Harley Davidson knows about generations of passion, and they'll show you open road freedom. Climb on your dream bike, twist the throttle, and hear that iconic rumble. It's 2019 model season, so there's a ton of new and pre-loved bikes. Plus, Tim's has a team of friendly experts to make your experience as smooth as fresh pavement. Dare to find your passion. Ride into freedom. Go see South Carolina's oldest dealer, Tim's Harley Davidson, in Anderson.
Score a touchdown with Founders Credit.